friends, it's us. I'm Steph Beagle.
And I'm Lauren Abney.
And this is Well Behaved. We believe balance is a bit overplayed and way overrated. We've embraced finding our perfect blend of wellness with a twist of tequila.
This podcast delivers wellness remixed from face-slapping facials to the ABCs of CBD. Living your best life and finding what's right for you is what it's all about. Let's do this.
We have two of the cutest. Lauren, just side tangent. Lauren is 5'8", and the rest of us are, I'm 5'1 and a half.
I'm 5'2 and a half.
I'm 5'1 and a half.
Oh my God. So Lauren just told us that we're really cute and we're like all tiny. And I just want everyone to know that there can't see it.
Three gorgeous little petite women in this room that I'm a foot and a half taller than.
Okay. Well, we're cute all together, but these two boss babes are not only cute, but they're also wildly inspiring. And they're fun and they dress really cool and they're impressive. And I've had the privilege, that's a hard word today, it's Monday, of knowing Jan for many years. How many years, babe?
I don't even know. Probably
10.
Before that, 12. Probably. Yeah, 12 years.
Okay, let's say 12. Yeah. 12 is like a cute number. 11 is my lucky number. So maybe we can say 11.
We can do 11.
But she's done it all. Financial planning, merchandising at Gap. She was on the leadership team at Trunk Club. And Kobe's pretty amazing too. Started her career in entertainment. I didn't know that. We had like that in common.
We do. Yeah. We do have that in common.
We have other things in common too. Yeah. At Warner Brothers, NBC, and then linked up with Jan at Trunk Club. It's like a whole, like, this is really cute. And then had a strategic role at Cameo, which also I think is very fascinating, before they started this incredible women founded company, travel startup Out of Office. I am a huge fan of you and of Out of Office. They are besties, travel and wellness gurus, and we are wildly lucky to have them here today. I feel like we should do like snacks.
Snacks. Yeah, I love that. That's exactly the energy.
You can snap for yourself.
Can we snap for ourselves?
100%.
Yeah, I think so.
100%.
If you don't snap for yourself, who will? Who will?
Who will? Well, Lauren and I
all
will.
Of the girls in this room.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like we're not going to talk about anything. We're going to just like literally chit chat the whole time. But here we are. So two female besties. We understand.
I know that vibe.
We know that vibe. You've gone into business together. We celebrate it. We love it. We welcome it. We've done it. And goodness, like, we want to hear more about it, right? So we want to hear a little bit about your journey and what led you to take the leap. Why travel? Why now? Why Out of Office? This is actually the best part is like who speaks. So you guys look at each other.
No, we have a really good flow. Jan will take this one. And then we'll switch on and off.
She's like, I'm going
to
kick it
off. We have a really good flow. I tell Jan what to do and when to talk.
That's generally correct.
Perfect. Let's
it
do
works
it.
For us.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's funny because we're sitting here overlooking Trunk Club's office, which is where we came up with the idea for Out of Office. While we were working there, we actually named it Out of Office and everything. And I think we really started this out of a need that we both had as travelers and consumers. And we were working at a startup, long days, long nights, working really, really hard. In our free time, we traveled. And we found it really challenging to get recommendations from people that mattered. Mm. Friends, family. We had this email that would go around the office every year that someone went to Paris and it would have a list of places to go. Something would get taken off because it was closed. And then everyone would use that to plan their trips. They'd come back and update it. And it was miles and miles long. And there was no way to actually go and book that or plan that trip. It was just an email that lived. And everyone had a version of that. Everyone had a version of a spreadsheet. Everyone had a version of notes on their phone or these people on Instagram they thought went somewhere. And Kobe and I looked at each other and said, let's go build a company that solves this problem. And that's really kind of how Out of Office was born. And fast forward to, I think we started to have that idea in 2015 or so. Fast forward to March of 2020, the borders closed, a pandemic started, and Kobe and I said, let's go start a travel business.
Perfect. So here we are. Timing. I love it.
That means your mission is pure.
It is.
You're going to find the hardest environment and be like, I think now.
Let's build.
That's a nice way to say it. I think most people would say we were insane. But
yeah,
you know,
that
here
too.
We are.
There's two different ways to say it for sure.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like there were so many people like during the pandemic that were like, this is my one life. I'm going to do what makes me happy. And all these people started new businesses or became entrepreneurs. I don't know the number offhand, but it was like the percentage of new businesses that started at the beginning of the pandemic, it was like 2X or I don't know, maybe it was 10X, who knows? But
there was an X.
It was a multiple of.
Yep.
And we were totally that. I think it was like, all right, well, we've been talking about this for 5 years. Let's actually do something about it. And so I think it was definitely like timing combined with this like passion we had for what the business is.
Do you mind me asking, and maybe it's personal or like your previous companies might care, but did you guys start building while you had jobs, or was this, did you go into this full time?
No, we went into it, I'd say not totally full time at the beginning. I left Havenly, the company I worked for before, in March of 2020, right before the pandemic. It was a company that was based in Denver. I was living in Chicago and commuting back and forth, and it just was getting really daunting. And so I left on really great terms with the team and the founding and the founders. And I didn't know what I was going to do next exactly. And then the pandemic happened. And I think the idea started to just turn around in my head. I was doing a lot of consulting. So I took on a few consulting jobs kind of in April and May of 2020, just a supplement. I didn't know. I'm like, I need to make some money and I don't know what to do or how long I'm not going to make a salary for. And so I took that on immediately. But no, I think everyone from the minute that we had this idea was super supportive. All of our previous bosses or our investors in our business too.
Yeah, I was also, I had been at Cameo and then I left. I was pregnant and had my daughter, my second daughter, when we started this. And so like I had a new baby. I was also doing some consulting, but I didn't have a full-time job. But it's such a good question because I think that was always what tripped me up. It's like, how do you start a company if you need a job?
Right. Yes.
And what do you do when you have a job? How can you start a company?
And yeah, we did the same. I mean, we were at, which we're always like, we whisper, but we realize everyone can hear. We were at a company together and we would sit, you know, we would take our moments. We'd set our meetings and we would, when we did business travel on the airplanes and the hotels, we always would sit together and like find those moments to actually like fuel the fire and like fill our cup with what we really knew we wanted to build. Like that was the birth of this podcast. Yeah. But it's always hard. I feel like I don't always practice what I preach, but setting time or like stripping away some of like what you do in your daily life to set time to be able to build. Cause you have to come at it from like the right headspace too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like, totally.
It's always hard to like sitting in the grind, trying to build something is not easy.
Yeah. I think, to Kobe's point, we always say it was so fortuitous that the pandemic happened and everyone was scared. We didn't know what was going to happen, but it just forced us to make some decisions and take a risk and really just put our heads down and not think about what we were doing and just go and do it for the first time. I don't think I ever would have left a job to start a company because it would have been too much risk for me.
Everything was a risk in that time. Like everything was uncertain.
And uncomfortable.
And so, yes. Yeah. And you actually have the opportunity to be like, now, I guess.
Yeah. Sure.
Let me step into this because A, I need to be distracted.
Yep.
Because this is crazy shit right here. And B, we've like found ourselves in this space. There's a reason why you left, why there was a global pandemic and you guys had opportunity and time to come together. No doubt. Yeah.
We love it. Inspired by it for sure. So Wellness Podcast, not everyone sees wellness and travel as like inextricably connected. We do. Right? Mm-hmm. We totally do. And I know that there's different ways to kind of like embrace wellness when you travel, but talk to us about how you see travel as essential to just general well-being.
To me, wellness is like being or striving to be the best version of yourself. So whether it's like physical, mental, emotional wellness, it's like, are you on the path to being the best version of yourself? And to me, when I travel, it's like, that's when I'm the best version of myself, is when I'm having these new experiences and I'm like, you know, unplugging and getting away and immersing myself in different cultures. So I feel like because of that, to me, they're totally linked. But I also think that, it's sort of where the industry is going. You look at all these hotel brands that are like really going deep on wellness programming, hotels that are, you know, wellness retreats are popping up left and right. And so I agree. It's like totally linked. And also I think inherently linked because again, it's like by nature traveling, you're getting away from things. You're taking a break and everyone needs that time to reset. It's part of what wellness is.
I'm obsessed with that. I haven't even thought about that, but I am my best when I am traveling. Sure.
Totally.
I'm open to new experiences. I'm away from the monotony. I'm not tied to my device. I am I don't know, like there's a curiosity and we love to use the word seekers, but when you're out and in newness or in just peace, right? Like yep. all of that is the best version of myself that has taken me out of this like chaotic
yeah.
city environment, even though I love traveling to cities. You mentioned-
Glad you got that in, babe.
Mental, spiritual, emotional, mm-hmm. physical, like there are all these different elements. How do you recommend that people start thinking about which one of those they need to fill or how they bring travel into filling up each one of those buckets? Like where does somebody even start in deciding what's the priority and where they go?
I think because we travel so often and I think people, you know, I think the average millennial is traveling 6 times a year and those trips are all very different. And I think about them, what do I want to get away from this trip? I'm going away this weekend with one of my girlfriends and we're going to Santa Barbara. She's pregnant with her second baby and 9 months, which is insane. Oh, but we are going together. And so like that trip is very different, right? We're going to relax and stay at the hotel and go to some nice restaurants. And she wants to be able to mentally recharge. And so that's what is important to her on this trip. And I'm along for that journey. And then I think wellness means so many different things at different points in your life. Mm. And so you can plan a trip around those. I just went on a trip with my mom to Cabo for the first time in years. And we had the best time and we relaxed. There was a great spa. There was all of these things, but we just took it easy. And then every once in a while, we'll go on a trip with our girlfriends and it's running around and shopping and eating and drinking. And that's another form of wellness. That's how I recharge my batteries. I take that energy from my friends in those cities. And so I think you just have to decide, what do you want to get out of each of these trips and make sure that you walk away with the thing that you want. And there's trips when you're going to be busy and crazy and ones where you're going to relax and take it easy.
For me, I kind of always want wellness in any sort mm-hmm. of travel that I do. Mm-hmm. If I'm getting... what's the term? Buck wild?
Oh, yeah. I didn't, for the record, typically I can finish our sentence. That time I had no idea where you were going.
I thought there was a blackout coming in there. Yeah, I didn't know.
I like to take a long pause.
Yeah.
Even if there's just like a full let loose, mm-hmm. I'm still going to be... Where am I doing yoga? What's the infrasana that's happening after that? What breath work is offered? Like I live for locations where I can do all of it. And I don't think...
Yeah.
Everyone wants all of it. Yeah. Typically, there's more of like a mission around the mm-hmm. trip. I think it's easy to say, okay, I found a place that has yoga. How do you guys recommend finding places that are reputable and give fulfillment when it comes to things like spiritual and the mental mm-hmm. elements?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm the exact same way. I'm like, okay, I'm going to black out tonight, but where am I doing Pilates tomorrow?
100%.
And that's also what's great about out of office. Like we have, you know, recommendations for Pilates and smoothie places and infrared sauna. It's not just getting recs from people for, you know,
the best
dinner.
Yeah,
exactly. But I think there are some great hotel brands that are really focused on this, like Six Senses. I think it's super luxury, but they have a lot of European locations and they're really focused on wellness. Like the Six Senses Ibiza, I had to do that.
Oh, I love that.
I just
do it again.
You're so authentic.
I can't do it. I don't think
don't
I can do it again.
Yeah,
please don't
do it
twice. Or you'd bite your tongue.
I'm dying. But the Six Senses there is like known for being this great like wellness, like totally immersive hotel. And it's funny because that's such like a party island. But I think that brand in general has sort of set themselves apart as being like really rooted and focused on wellness, which I love. I really want to go stay at one of their hotels. I've never stayed there. And then there are also places like the Ranch Malibu just opened in Italy. The Ranch Italy.
So good.
I know, right? We got to go there. Group trip.
Don't worry. Yeah.
We only need 10K.
Listen to this episode.
Send us on a trip, please.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's Sensai, which is the Larry Ellison wellness retreats he started in Hawaii and outside Palm Springs. So there's these like
Palm Springs one looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks insane. I'm super into that.
Yeah. Also, if enough people listen, we can go there too.
I was going to say, actually, when I went to India in February, stayed at a Six Senses. It was Six Senses Dehradun, which is like at the base of the Himalayas.
Yeah.
And for me, I asked this question because when I'm planning on going to India, I want real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want authentic. I want deep spiritual. I had actually gotten feedback that maybe I don't go to like a non-bougie yoga camp because the you know, probably wasn't going to give me what I wanted. I'm also a blonde girl traveling through India by myself. Yeah. So when I found Six Senses, this, it was called Vana, I challenged myself being like, is it too nice? Mm-hmm. Like, are they going to have authentic practices? Yeah. Is this going to be woo enough for me? Mm-hmm. Which is something I really want to consider. And it checked every box.
Oh, good.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Everyone there was so thoughtful. I couldn't believe how curated and specialized. I mean, when you went to the restaurant, every server there knew what your dosha was, what the doctor had recommended, what how you liked your water, if it was room temperature or hot, what you were allowed to eat, what you weren't, what you could have at lunch versus dinner. Like, it was so curated and special.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And, but that's also an extreme,
and
right?
It's an extreme.
Yeah, because I think about a lot, like, Lauren and I, like, how, why we even started the podcast was because we would go on these, like, micro trips, you know, New York. I mean, we go to cities that everyone went to, or we would go, you know, to Arizona and find some incredible experience, whatever it may be. But I think about, like, we also go to Miami and we stay at the One, which is, like, you know, by no means, like, free or cheap, right? Yeah. But you go and they have an amazing gym with great classes. They have a smoothie bar. They have Plant House where, like, has mindful, like, there are levels, I think, of an entry points that I go back to what you said is, like, what are you looking for, right? And are you looking to get buck wild and also and also wake up and have the ability to take a great class and sit in a good steam room and go to Banyan, whatever their spa is there? Mm-hmm. So I think it's, like, really important. And what I love about the app is, like, making sure it's wellness looks so different for everyone and making sure there's options for everyone and that you can lean in on different levels too. Because, like, my husband would die if I took him to...
100%. But the curation is the biggest part because, again, on the India trip, I started with searching best yoga retreats India.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? There's just, like, weird websites that have 35 listed. And then you have to go look at all. I don't want to do that. Yep. So I love having a resource that is, here's the top 10 things to do in one state, city, destination, et cetera.
Yeah, getting those recommendations from those people that matter, it's helpful. It saves you time and energy. And then you can make a thoughtful decision about what you're doing and not spend all your time researching it. Yeah. You can spend your time on the experience.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you for saving us time.
Duh. Something else I thought of, this is so random and actually has nothing to do with what, but I think you can do something like this on the app, but something Lauren and I do, just hot tip, whenever we go to a place before, like, let's say we're not going to a wellness spa, we'll go on Google Maps and, like, star, like, a lot of, like, the different places, whether there's a juice bar or, like, the yoga studios. And it's, like, it's funny because, once again, it's like, how many lists can you have? Like, I think you can do stuff like that in the app. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But I just think it's a really good practice. Like, if you don't want to be overwhelmed by creating, like, a fucking itinerary, even though I love itineraries, so, like, I would even put it in Canva and make it pretty. It's a good place to start, which is, like, just go in and start to, like, find the places that you heard about, put them in your map, star them. So, like, when you're walking around frolicking, it's easy to know where to stop.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That was, you know, part of why we started it. It was like, I don't want to, I had so many notes in my phone. It was like London, New York, Austin, like, literally notes for every city and no map. And then I was going in the map and then, you know, it's just, it's like,
not
such a pain.
Not turnkey in any way.
Exactly. And so in out of office, the whole thing is, it's predicated on, like, following people you know and trust. So now I could follow Lauren and be like, okay, I know Lauren's recs are going to be up to my par because she just stayed at the Six Senses and I'm dying to stay there. And then I can wish list that and remember it and save it without having to go to, like, 10 different platforms to,
for sure,
you know.
Okay, I actually want to go on, like, a little bit into the app and how it works.
Yeah.
Who are the contributors? How do people find certain things? And are you creating guides? Is it based on city? Tell us a little bit more about the structure and who contributes to the app.
All of the above. So you kind of hit the nail on the head, and I can take part of it, and Kobe can take part of that question. But it's a user-generated app. We've always said that Out of Office is only as good as the network that you curate within it. And we want people to get recommendations from people that matter. And so while we work with, call it, influencers and folks like that to be a part of our network, because they're getting tons of questions about, where'd you go to dinner last night? Where'd you go on that trip? And it disappears in 24 hours. It's a great way for them to utilize something that doesn't disappear. It lives in perpetuity and Out of Office. And they can just start sending all of their users there. But our content and the purpose of this is for you to bring your personal network along. So if Stephanie, And just called you
that
Stephanie.
That was the weirdest thing ever.
I know. I said it like a full
where
name.
Where is she? I don't know her. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you go on there and then you bring your friends and you invite your husband and then they're going on there inviting their friends, it's just really a nice network of people that you're getting recommendations from. And it feels trusted because if you look at the people that we're trying to disrupt, a TripAdvisor and a Yelp, we think about it a lot. Like you can't actually calibrate your taste on there with anyone else's. I don't know if your 4-star is my 4-star, but I know that yours is. And so I don't have to think twice about going and booking the hotel in India that you went to, because now I can just do it and I can go and have a great experience.
100%. Also, yeah. Those platforms are predominantly negative.
Yep.
Yeah,
people.
Exactly.
It's yeah. not, A, mm-hmm. they probably don't have the same taste and style as us, but it's just complaints.
Yep.
And so I love that in this case, it's advocacy and curation.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, totally. And then the content piece, 99.9% of the content on Out of Office is user generated. So it's from, you know, all the users we have on the platform, they're adding their recommendations. That content lives there. You can search Paris and see other people's content. You can see the friends you follow. And then we also have travel editors who are awesome. One woman came from Goop. She did all of their like travel
guides.
We yes.
love those. Yep. Yeah.
Live and die by those.
I know, right?
When a city doesn't have, like, or a place I'm going doesn't have a Goop guide, I'm like, well, fuck.
Well, now you have an out-of-office yeah, guide
exactly.
for it. And then the other woman writes for Soho House Magazine and Forbes. And so we recruited them, and they supplement the user-generated content with sort of out-of-office curated content. And so you could search wellness under lists in the app, and there's all these, like, wellness guides they've curated. There's wellness guides for different cities. You could search Los Angeles or Miami. So we have a lot of content both from users, but then also from our editors as well.
It's a great mix.
Yeah.
Outside of obviously Out of Office, check. And then like our tip on Google Maps, like what are other tips you have for travelers in general? Like before they're going on a trip, like clearly Out of Office, duh, right? What else?
Duh.
Double duh.
I was thinking about, I think, Steph, you were talking about one hotel having a great gym and smoothies. We were in Palm Beach recently and we stayed at this hotel and it was great, but it didn't have a gym. I know. And
that's so strange.
I know. And so
they like, oh, go outside.
Yeah. I should have asked, but that's what I did. I went outside. But I brought, okay, so my big thing right now is like I'm always traveling with a huge water bottle.
Love.
And so when I travel on a plane, I bring it and then I fill it. Also helps save the planet.
One bottle at a time.
Yeah, exactly. And then I also brought like single serve protein, like collagen powders. And the coffee shop at the hotel actually did make smoothies. But I asked them to add my protein powder because it was just kind of like fruit and all. And they did. And I was like, I was so proud of myself.
It's
and then
win.
I was drinking my water all day. I had my snacks with me. So
it's
I feel
great.
Like the, just little stuff like that, just being prepared.
Totally.
Because me personally, I'm the best version of myself when I'm like nourished and I'm eating well. And Jan's laughing because I have a new mantra, which is I am nourished. I have a holistic nutritionist I've been working with. She gave me a mantra.
I love this.
Yeah, I know. I am nourished. I am balanced. I am grounded. She's literally.
I'm mouthing the words next to her.
I'm going to send her this podcast. She's going to be so proud of me.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not the best version of myself when I'm like starving and then all of a sudden.
You make bad choices.
I make bad choices.
It's hard.
Like, yeah. So like, I think the biggest thing for me is staying hydrated when I travel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially with airplanes.
And being prepared with like snacks so I don't get to a place.
Love it.
Because like, it's hard to find like good healthy options when you're traveling.
Even the healthy ones are like really not. You're like, this is a better choice, but it's not the best choice.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Jan?
Yeah, I think I'll piggyback off Kobe's. I think, and it's something that Kobe has pushed me to be much better at, which is I try to just find time when I'm traveling to do the things that I like to do at home that keep me. I'm such a person that like likes routine. I like to work out a certain number of days a week and, you know, I eat certain things on certain days. And I think when I traveled and I was traveling for work before we started Out of Office, I think I gained like 15 pounds because I was traveling and I was eating like shit and I wasn't sleeping and I couldn't work out. I just wasn't doing the thing because I was so exhausted. And now when I travel, I make sure that I find time to do the thing that's important. I don't always have to work out every day, but I'll go and what's the workout I can do? And Kobe will be like, oh, this place has a I don't know, a Shred that's close to us. And let's go there. Actually, it wasn't a Shred that we just went to.
We went to a Barry's.
Barry's.
But still. Yeah. But honestly, that's a good reminder is like, you can plan that ahead or like reach out to the concierge and get like the class schedule at a hotel. Yep. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
If you know that that's important to you, like do that. Like,
exactly.
Make that
and it makes such a difference because then you don't feel guilty when you come home and you have to like not eat as well or do those certain, they have to work out twice as much. It just makes your life easier. If you do that thing when you're there, you enjoy yourself. I tend to enjoy myself more.
I love it.
Wait, I have one more.
Okay. Bring it on. You're allowed to. You're allowed to have one more.
So, you know, the Peloton app, you like can log in on your bike if you have Peloton or a treadmill. But if you have the app, you can have it on your phone if you have Peloton. And I'm obsessed with when I'm traveling, logging into the Peloton app and doing their like classes for treadmills. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll either do the running or the hiking ones are really good.
I didn't know there was hiking.
Yeah. So it's like under walking and it's like a, you know, incline and
that's great.
Yeah.
People love that. And you don't actually have to have the bike to have the app. No. You can do like the classes and it's pretty affordable.
Yeah, totally. I think it's $19.99 a month or something.
Hell yeah. And they have all sorts of classes, even if you want to walk.
And you do that like with Melissa Wood Health. Like you,
I love Melissa Wood Health.
Yeah.
It's $9 a month.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a win.
Yeah. And believe me, is it going to like sculpt my body as an everyday? I kind of tell myself no, but then I'm in it and it's hard.
Really hard. Yeah.
I also will travel with Bala bands. Like if I have,
but you have to be careful because sometimes they get
security.
Security does not it's like contraband. Them.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're
very,
but they think that it looks like a,
like you're putting something in there.
Yeah,
there's like coke militia. In there.
Yeah, we
Yeah. But also the bands, right? So the stretchy bands. A stretchy band is like one of the hardest workouts that you can do.
Yeah.
Do arms with that for 10 minutes and you're cooked. And I go on YouTube a lot and get workouts there.
I was going to say, I go on TikTok and get.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're just so trendy.
But I had like my entire like saved on TikTok is all like easy, quick workouts. And then I just follow those if I don't want to do the Peloton workout.
My travel. I mean, I like can't. I'm just so excited to know. I'm kidding. I have the Away Travel packs. Is that what they're called? Like
cubes.
Oh, yeah. I live and die by those because like it's really nice when you're especially on a, like a shorter trip where you pull them out, you don't actually unpack them, you like put them in your drawer in the cubes. I've gotten David totally into those too.
And I would imagine that you
so
would
many
have those.
Different sizes that like, oh my God, that's where my chargers go. Like it's just happiness. Second thing, we do not leave home ever without our Gua Sha. And like that, I feel like no matter where we are, I mean, I'll do it on the airplane.
I Gua Sha on the airplane.
We Gua Sha everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like literally, like I know people do mass, but we Gua Sha. We love the Wilding Gua Sha.
Wait, I have to tell you about my Gua Sha. I have the Wilding Gua Sha.
Of course
too.
You do.
But there's a woman in Lincoln Park, if you're in Chicago, best Gua Sha facial ever.
Oh, tell us.
Kobe's influencing.
It's in my out of office, but it's called... It's called like Smooth Nail or something.
Oh, Smooth Nail.
Like it's like a nail salon and she's in the back in a little room and it's the best Gua Sha.
This is exciting. Sleeper tip.
I know.
I'm obsessed with it.
My last one is it's a two-parter, but it's about snacks. Like obviously like we love healthy snacks. Yeah. Great. My latest thing, and it's like the funniest thing when you see me on the airplane, but I make like a full-blown fruit salad, which is like so exciting. Oh. But I'll put it in like one of those like to-go throwaway containers, not as green as you. But and I like to me that is like total joy because I'll eat it throughout the day. Like it's happiness. I also bring like protein balls. Like I'll bring my like in grain balls. Like I just feel like same as you. I get hungry. I know you're not really supposed to eat when you're flying. Digestion issues.
I was just gonna talk.
Yeah.
About
so
that.
I typically do it right before or right after. But that to me, like it changes the game.
Yeah.
As a person that spends anywhere from 50 to 75 days on an airplane a year, I think I'm already at 26 this year.
Oh, that's a lot.
I fully recommend fasting when on an airplane. Like,
wait, this is a new tip. I don't know this.
It's legit.
It creates eating on an airplane is basically like pausing your digestion. And so many women are constipated after flying.
Yeah,
a lot of that is based on dehydration mm-hmm. and also eating during an airplane. So like I do almost anything I can. I flew to like on an 8-hour flight and I was in business and the person kept coming by being like, can I please get you some food? I'm like, I swear I'm okay. I ate right before I got on here. I had like some vegetables that would digest easily. And as much as you can fast on an airplane, I swear it will really help with the way that you feel after you land and for days going on.
Yeah.
Because I almost don't know any women who are like, I feel great and I'm like thin and not bloated after an airplane.
Right.
Right.
It's, don't eat.
It's real. It's definitely real.
Such a pro tip.
Even if you can, like, again, eat right before, like, I'll bring my food and eat it at the airport. Like, mm-hmm. just if you can cut it off. So that's great. Okay. So now we know how to travel and tips to travel, but let's talk about, we want to know, like, let us in on all the secrets. Obviously, we talked about Six Senses. What are some other, like, hot destinations, cities, resort? Like, just tell us. Tell us what's, like, happening on the app, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we have so many great recommendations, right? Especially after the pandemic. Everyone was stuck at home and everyone's like, I'm going to do what we call revenge travel. I'm going to go. I'm never going to be stuck at home again. I'm going to go to all the best places. Like my bucket list place, which is totally random. I read this article in a magazine. I think it was a Condé Nast Traveler or something, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And it was titled Where Billionaires Go to Escape Millionaires. And I was like, well, that's damn. A place I should go.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's like where I'm destined to go. And I've always wanted to go. And I'm going
manifest
this summer.
That, Jan. Where?
It's called Canawan. It's an island off the coast of St. Vincent and the Grenadines near Barbados. It is where my 40th birthday party is this summer. You guys are welcome to come.
Thank you. Very cool. All of our listeners. Yeah,
everyone can come. It'll
it's
be
like
really
a world
fun.
Tour because we have a lot of places to go.
Yeah. And I'm really excited about it. I feel like it's having kind of a moment. People are starting to hear about it. So, and by no means am I a billionaire or a millionaire, but it's what I aspire to be. And so it was someone's like, I've been wanting to go and I'm excited to do that. I don't know if you have a good one, Kobe.
Yeah, I feel like Portugal's really having a moment and the Azores, yeah. which are off the coast of Portugal are cool. basically like, it's like the Hawaii of Europe. It's like really pretty, super lush. My parents are in Portugal right now and have already been to the Azores and are obsessed. And
how do you spell the Azores?
It's Azores.
Cool.
I haven't really heard about
it. Yeah, it's super. It's really, really pretty. So I'm dying to go there.
Any other wellness? So like, obviously the Canyon Ranch is the Miravals of the world. Miraval opens more locations. Like, but those to me are, I don't want to call them entry level. That's not what I mean at all. But like, those are very straightforward wellness programs.
Yeah. And like, they cost some dough, but they're accessible, I think, in terms of wellness. Like, you're going to get the baseline.
And they're like off the shelf. They're turkey. Yeah. Right? Like, it's like, you know,
well,
when
you show
go.
Up and then they also have people that are like, here's how we're going to do the day for you. But and I love that.
Are there any other wellness? I loved, again, like you said a couple of them already, but anywhere else that people should kind of keep their eye on?
I actually feel like, and Kobe might have an answer, but I feel like so many hotels are embracing this kind of mesh between wellness and what was luxury travel before. Like I just told you, I was at Chileno Bay in Cabo. It's an auberge resort and it was lovely. And they have a big wellness angle. Like they have the same, they're like, oh, here's a smoothie shop. Here's the well. And so you can take these private Pilates classes and breath work and do all of these things. And they have all the regular things that you have, but they're incorporating it into an average person who doesn't necessarily invest in wellness. They're making it really accessible.
Love
and
that.
So I get excited about stuff like that. Cause that's where I sit. I'm not a wellness guru. I definitely learn a ton and there's things that I feel passionate and excited about. And there's things that I don't know anything about. And I'm that person that's in the middle and I want that. It's really nice to be able to have the mix of those two things.
I love that. I went to Tulum for the first time. And where did I stay, babe?
I'm dying. The way you said it was like so cute.
Thanks.
Because like, you like
yeah. Playa Playa Project?
She went to Be Tulum. Oh, or no, she went to Nomade actually. Oh, yeah. The sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Nomade and it was like the absolute perfect version of that where... Mm-hmm. You know, I took my sister and we're at different levels of what we want in terms of wellness, but they had just everything prepared for you, but you still had dope food, casual environment on the beach. And I think that that is what we're seeing more. I also wanted to mention things like Equinox opening their hotels. And so it's not just that hospitality is coming up to wellness. It's like wellness is coming down into hospitality.
And you said at the Well, which was like a club in New York is now opening within these hotels all over. I mean, in Costa Rica and Chile, like it is all converging, but I think it's in a way that's not like it's accessible and digestible for like anyone. You don't have to lean in if you don't want to. And it's really great if you're going with friends who are like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm trying to drink all the tequila or trying to do both things like that. I think the other thing, I mean, I have been an Alone Moon fan for forever. You know this.
I do know this about you.
I think that's something that like, I think is really important for the app too, is like, there's so many different types of travelers. Alone travelers are, it's a thing. And I think it's becoming even more of a thing, right? Like you just took an incredible trip alone. And even if you're in a relationship, like I always say, like I still travel alone. all the time mm-hmm. because it fuels me in a way that. Mm-hmm. So is there a way on the app to also look at places that are great to go for solo travelers?
Yes. So in the app, when you go to explore, which is sort of like our map, that's where you can search different cities and see all the wrecks and like zoom in on the map. And then you can also filter to, you know, stay, do, eat. And then from there, you can filter down. One of the filters we have is for solo traveling.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you can start to filter and see places that would be good if you're traveling alone.
And same with like, are there retreats? Like, how is that categorized? Like, I know some places, like for instance, like there's yoga retreats that are not necessarily like tied to a destination. So like, is that something people can kind of figure out on there too?
Yeah, it depends. So how the app works... We'll let you in on the inner workings mm-hmm. about
Avanza. That's what if you notice, we're just trying to ask.
Also, we understand technology.
Yeah, we love technology.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So it's all based right now on sort of what's in Google. If it lives on Google places, we pull it through.
Cool.
And so if that retreat is like, you can Google it, it's got a Google place detail, we would pull it through. If not, it's a little harder.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, you guys are clearly the trend makers.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Trendsetters. Makers, too, for sure. Yeah.
Don't even criticize my
words. It's actually higher than setter. It's the maker, the creator.
Yeah, I love it. I like the terminer.
Yeah. The makers.
And you have great outfits on as well. So, but I want to know what's happening. Like, what is up and coming trends? Like, whether it's Wei Wu or...
Not woo at all.
Not woo at all. What are you guys seeing? It can be wellness, but it also can be just travel focused.
Yeah. We want to know. We want to be in the inner travel circle. Go.
Well, I actually think you guys called it out earlier, which is like this incorporation of wellness and like Equinox and brands like that coming into the hospitality space. It's like, you know, I was thinking about how we were talking about, you know, being the best version of yourself and how that could mean wellness. That's what it means to me. And when you travel, like you're sort of already like emotionally, I feel like the best version of yourself. But sometimes when you travel, it's like you have digestion issues. It's hard to find good things to eat. It's maybe you're not moving your body as much. And I think these brands, hotel brands, are recognizing that. And they're trying to like, I can't remember what hotel it was, but they had like, if you forgot workout clothes, they had it for you. Or
They have yoga mats in the room now. Yeah, they exactly. have like, you can download like an app, like the Melissa Wood Hot, like you do yep. those things, screen it from your yeah. TV. Mm,
the great. Class.
The class.
As yeah. proper.
Proper. Oh, we love exactly. the proper.
So I feel like that's like sort of the trend that we're seeing right now. I think in addition to that, you know, people are still traveling a lot. I think they're traveling in a lot of different ways. They're taking that, you know, once in a blue moon trip to Kanawan, but they're also going like, you know, 2 hours away. They live in Chicago and they're driving to Michigan. Yep. Or, you know, they're living in New York and they're going to the Hudson Valley. And so I think people just want to get out, but that doesn't always have to mean you're flying to Europe or you're, you For know, sure. flying across country.
Yeah. I was going to say, I just, one addition that I'm reading is also glamping or like yeah. any mm-hmm. opportunities to be in nature. That's not, you know, staying at the Motel 6 on the highway in Iowa, yeah. but opportunities to like really immerse yourself with nature, which hell yeah, that's wellness
yeah,
too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. There's some cool companies that are doing sort of like camper, like really like tricked out vans that you can rent. I feel like that's kind of, you know, up and coming, and RVs and stuff like that. But yeah, glamping for sure. Tiny,
definitely,
yeah. tiny places.
Well, also don't tiny you feel
places.
Like
COVID? Oh, you guys would be so cute
in tiny places. Thank you. Yeah, that's a perfect. I think COVID also taught us that. I mean, like we were renting houses in Michigan, yeah, right? Yeah. And there's beautiful, like beautiful places that aren't, to your point, you don't have to get on an airplane. I mean, the neighborhood hotel in Grand yeah, Beach. I mean,
exactly.
going to all the people are renting Airbnbs. Like there's, mm-hmm. you know, what's the amazing place you went to?
The Fields. The Fields, I love the
right?
Fields.
Oh, yes. Like, yeah. mm-hmm. So I think it's a good reminder too that like vacation and retreating and disconnecting to reconnect, like doesn't have to always be getting on an airplane
yeah,
and exactly. fucking up your digestion, right?
Yeah.
Well, just don't eat.
So yeah, exactly. Okay, Lauren, oh, great. That's a really great message. We'll edit that out. No, I'm kidding. We'll probably leave that in just to make fun of you later. So we appreciate you. Lots of different places that people need to follow you and all those fun things. So
sure.
where do people find you on Instagram directly, Jan?
Me personally?
Yes, personally.
Oh, I'm...
People might like you.
It's they people love me generally, okay. I get that. Right. My handle is Jan Seal. Fun fact, it's actually Jan $EALE.
Oh. Fun. See, that's why I asked.
It is a fun fact.
That's why she's going to Billionaire's Island.
I had some foresight. Yeah. But it comes up either way. That's my personal handle.
Perfect. And then Kobe. Personal.
Kobe. One, just my first name. But it's spelled COABI, which is really confusing. But I'm kind of like Madonna. It's just Kobe.
Okay. And then where can people find Out of Office?
Out of Office, we are on Instagram and TikTok. And Pinterest and LinkedIn and all the places at Take Me Out of Office.
Exactly. That's the important fact. And then if they want to find you in the app store, same.
Just Out of Office or OOO in the app or Google Play Store.
And can anyone get on? Is it referral? How's this happen?
Anyone.
The democratize.
World is open.
And tell travel. Your friends.
Everyone. Yeah. Tell your friends. Tell everyone. Join and put in all your best wellness recommendations.
Let's make a guide.
Duh.
Oh, you should. Yeah.
Look how excited. Okay, we're going to go make a guide and plan our next 18, but we appreciate you. And we're just excited to like, A, travel together and B, just continue to be friends. You know?
You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much. This was awesome. Yeah.
Anytime.
Friends, this has been fun. Thanks for spending some quality time with us. If you need more of us in your life, we totally get it. Follow us on Instagram at WellBehavePodcast.
Also, we aren't selfish. Tell us what you need and want to learn more about by sending us a note at wellbehavepodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs. We prefer that anyway. Until next time, stay well and somewhat behaved.